Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Operating System Diversity, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss operating system diversity on non-PC computing devices is Duncan Stewart. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, thanks for your time today.
Great to be here.
Duncan, when you talk about non-PC devices, what sort of devices are you referring to specifically?
Well, obviously, I'm talking about political correctness. No, that's not it. Historically, we are used to doing almost all of our computing on personal computers. I mean, yes, there are mainframes and mini computers, but most consumers, most businesses, don't have a lot of interaction with that. So almost all the computing we have done has been on something that looks an awful lot like a personal computer. And it didn't matter almost kind of what name was on it or what brand was on it. They tended to look a lot alike. And 2 or 3 years ago, probably 95% of all the computing that we would have done would have been on a PC of some kind or another. And all those PCs ran similar kinds of operating systems, and they all had very, very similar chips at the heart of those. When we talk about non-PCs, we're really talking about smartphones and tablets. Each of those are now being used by more and more people as computers. We surf the web on them. We send and receive emails on them. We download video. All of the things that we used to do on our personal computers, we're now doing on these new form factors. And the really important bit about each of those non-PC devices is that at the heart of them, both the software, the operating system, and the chips that they have inside these devices are not the same as we used to have in the personal computer ecosystem. So this is an enormous transition from one world to a very different world.
And Deloitte predicts that in 2011, no one operating system on those devices will have more than 50% share of the market. Why is that?
Well, before we get to why, I guess the important question that we need to deal with first is why does it matter? And when we look at that PC ecosystem that I talked about from a couple of years ago, in that market, there was, in fact, a standard. There were operating systems that had a great deal more than 50% market share. And many of the assumptions that we make about the technology and the computing industry revolve around the fact that you had a single large standard that everybody complied with, everybody wrote to, everybody assumed would be there. And in this new world of smartphones and tablets, non-PC devices as we call them, all of a sudden that assumption is gone. There is no one operating system that is going to be on, let alone 50. There probably won't be an operating system that's even on 20 or 30% of the devices out there. Now, there's a bunch of reasons why that's going to occur. First of all, we're talking about markets that are inherently far more fragmented. In the PC era, we had a single large operating system for historical reasons, dating back to 1981. When we look at the smartphone market especially, we've probably got 10 or 12 different operating systems, and none of them are ready to just go away. Even in the smartphone world, in the tablet world, it's looking as though we're going to see a number of different operating systems. The device manufacturers care very much. They really want to be able to differentiate themselves from their competitors. And the way that you can do that is by running a different operating system or a different version of an operating system. And that's one of the reasons why we think there won't be a standard. But the other is the carriers. When you look at the smartphone or the tablet world, connecting these devices is something that it's a big business. It's worth billions and tens of billions of dollars a year. And once again, in a world where there was a single standard operating system, there's a much less ability for one carrier to differentiate its devices and its services from another. So for the reasons that both the carriers and the device makers, and I guess I hadn't thought of this, the consumers seem to prefer a diversity out there. So we think it's like going into a store and there's a lot of different choices on the shelves. And we think that for all the different reasons, we're going to continue to see a highly fragmented operating system world, at least through 2011. Now, by 2020, that's a completely different picture. But at least in the short term, it's a world of diversity, not of standards.
At this point, looking much further into the future, do you see any one system eventually becoming the de facto standard?
Well, my business is to make predictions, and one of the first rules they teach us is never say never about the future. But based on at least the next few years, it's very difficult to imagine any one player getting to arbitrarily, let's say, 90% market share. The reasons I talked about with the carriers, the device makers, and consumers all fighting to have diversity and to have choice, it's difficult to picture that occurring. And there's a very interesting reason. When in the past we have seen a standard emerge, it's because there's been a relatively large what's called a network effect. And that occurs when you see a number of people sign on to a service. And the more people that get onto the service, the more value there is. So very rapidly you end up with an industry adopting a standard. And across the smartphone and across the tablet world, that doesn't appear to be happening. There is such a broad range of devices of different sizes, of different connectivity. Some have touch screens, some don't. Some of them have sliders. There are all kinds of different form factors, and because of that, we think that the network effect is not pushing the industry towards a single standard. So although I don't want to write this one in stone, I do think that it is unlikely that we will have a standard even 3 or 4 years from now.
Well, now you mentioned consumers. Let's get back to them for a second. My purse is only so big. Will we ever get to the point where I can just carry one device in my purse instead of many?
I have bad news for you, Holly. I think the rule here is not your wish is going to get answered, it's you're going to need a bigger purse. It appears that probably not unlike the automotive market, where people in the developed world, actually all around the world, there are people who have very small cars, there are people who buy sports cars, there are people who have minivans, there are pickup trucks and SUVs. There are many different use cases for vehicles, and we need that full range because different people need different things out of their vehicles. Similarly, in the world of these non-PC and PC devices, sometimes you're going to need all the power that a personal computer can give you. And for those folks, it's going to continue to be a desktop or a laptop with quite a powerful chip and a fairly robust operating system. Some folks really only need a phone. Sometimes it's not even a smartphone, and that's the need they have. And then in between, we're going to have people who really want the combination of portability with the simplicity of a tablet, and that's going to be another market. So sadly, I don't think we're going to be able to collapse those three big categories down to a single one. But Holly, I do have some good news for you. It doesn't look at this point like we're going to be inventing a fourth, fifth, and sixth form factor. So at the very least, three of them seems to be the reasonable limit in the near term.
Okay, well, it's not all bad news because I always need a good excuse to go get a new purse. So that's fine, too. Duncan, I want to thank you for joining me today on Deloitte Global Insights.
It's been great. Thanks, Holly.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.